Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Daniel Bloch is the executive director of the Cape South African Jewish Board of Deputies. Over the weekend, thousands marched in Cape Town with a memo calling for government to cut diplomatic ties, shut the Israeli embassy again, and end economic relations. Well, they don't really have economic relations with anyone, but okay. Anyway, that includes trade in coal and other goods, but we wanted to get the board's response to these demands and try and understand what is really happening on the ground. Daniel, a very, very good morning to you. Thank you for joining us. So what is the board's position on the march, on their demands and their severe, I think, requirements that they've... Oh, Daniel, have we just lost Daniel? All right, we'll come back to him in just one moment. We really do want to understand what the position is. Obviously, there's the right to protest versus incitement. So these are some of the challenges. Daniel, are you back with us? Daniel, are you there?
Howard, I'm here. Sorry, I don't know what happened. Technology.
Exactly. Now we can hear you. So first of all, just for anybody who wasn't up to speed or isn't up to speed, what happened over the weekend in Cape Town?
So there was an anti-Israel protest or march that took place. They set out from one of the mosques in District 6, and they marched to Parliament to hand over a memorandum. The reports and the numbers are very sketchy at the moment, but it seems it's between 10 to 15,000 people gathered, despite some of the posts. I know Radio 786 put out 250,000 people marched to Parliament. I mean, Howard, you don't have to be a town planner to know that if there were 250,000 people, the city would have shut down all the highways, everything would have come to a standstill. I was at Garden Shul on Saturday morning, and I left before the service ended, but I wasn't caught up in any traffic. So, yeah, 10 to 15,000 people, plus minus, still a big march. And it seemed to be peaceful from all accounts, but the usual rhetoric, the signage, Viva Hamas, we are Hamas, the chance of death to the IDF. I mean, it's quite ironic that they call it a peaceful march, but you're calling for the death of a group of human beings. It's not peaceful by any means.
So how do you balance that? How does one balance the right to protest, which is obviously important and enshrined in South Africa's constitution, with the inciting to violence and hate speech? You know, when do you take it further, or and when do you just kind of let it go because it's not worth it?
So that's what we're trying to do with our various equality court cases, a number of other cases coming up. You know, we're relying on SAPS and law enforcement in some degree, and to their credit, in previous protests this year, they have made arrests for people covering their faces in an intimidatory fashion. They've issued fines out. The problem with the hate speech is, you know, the fact that our government has an ICJ case against Israel, and the ANC Western Cape representatives are in the crowd screaming death to Israel, makes it very difficult to take action in that regard. But we look for the various hate speech, especially if there's remarks about Hitler and the Nazis or remarks about Jewish people. It's a very fine line at the moment. Now, it's not easy to balance. But the fact is they came out, they did their thing, and now it's forgotten, and we move on.
Has there been any conversation between the board and DIRCO, for example? Because obviously the concern from a board's perspective is that this moves very, very easily, as we've seen around the world, from anti-Israel to anti-Jew. The line between anti-Israel and Jew hate is very, very fine, if at all. Is DIRCO, is government aware of it? Are they sensitive to it at all?
Well, these have been meetings that our national board has had over the last couple of years with DIRCO. I know my colleague and from National and I, we attended DIRCO's briefing on the ICJ case a few weeks ago. And we had a few words with Ronald Lamola. All I can tell you there is he's an Arsenal fan. That's all I got out of that little engagement. But, you know, my colleague was asking a couple of hard-hitting questions. And, you know, we are pressing upon DIRCO and the government that what is happening is turning into anti-Semitism. It's turning into incitement to violence against not just Jewish people, but anyone that seems to either support Israel or even those people that are silent. You know, they're still accused of being complicit with genocide, and that's non-Jewish people as well. It is a problem, but we have seen from our government, you know, with their recent trips to the U.S. and the meetings with Donald Trump, we've seen that Durko's started to come out with condolence messages. I know in the Durko briefing, Ronald Amola started off by offering the Israeli government condolences after the terror attacks in Jerusalem, where a couple of people were killed, obviously. So we started seeing that slowly creeping in. They're still heading ahead with the ICJ case. But these are ongoing discussions. They're very long, they're challenging, and you know, it's quite a delicate and complicated balancing act.
In terms of these types of marches demanding the curtailment of shutting down of Israeli embassy, boycotting, all sorts of things, where does the board fit in versus the Zionist Fed, for example? How are those lines drawn? Because they are very, very blurred, in the sense that anti-Israel, or what looks like anti-Israel, is often anti-Semitism. So it kind of flips from one to the other. What does that mean in terms of community organizations?
Yeah, so from the board's perspective, our mandate is to protect the civil rights of the Jewish community. So your right, Howard, to be Jewish, whatever form that takes, religious, non-religious, Orthodox, progressive, it includes your right to support Israel however you see fit. So when any of these protests or these initiatives directly attack or directly affect the Jewish community, that's where the board will get involved. We're not going to comment necessarily on Israeli politics and government decisions, etc. But, you know, when people are taken to the street calling for the destruction of the only Jewish state, and then they're standing outside synagogues and Jewish businesses and Jewish institutions, that's where the Board of Deputies is definitely going to jump in. And you've seen this African Zionist Fair deals with issues related to Israel, promotion of Israel, etc. And they released a statement about the protest, which on the face of it would be anti-Israel, would be something they'd talk to. But obviously when we see chance of we are Hamas, I mean, you see some of the ANC officials and other, we know Hamas is a terrorist organization that's hell-bent on killing not only Israelis but Jews. And that directly impacts our community, which is where the board does get involved.
Even though it wasn't what we were speaking about directly, but a few of our listeners have sent us this poster about a talk, I think, at UCT with Jeremy Corbyn and Barghouti, etc. What's your reaction and thoughts around that?
You know, UCT's been, you know, they're a space for academic freedom and debate and discussion, et cetera. And they say they don't take sides. Obviously, we know there's an academic boycott on Israel at the moment now.
Yes. They're not quite academic freedom. Limited academic freedom.
Well, that's another discussion altogether. But yeah, we've seen this. You know, the problem is, you know, they're allowing these things to happen. I mean, the fact that in 2023, they allowed video messages from Iran and from Hamas to be aired to about 10 students at the time, speaks volumes. If they go, you know, the problem isn't having the speakers on campus talk about what's happening in Gaza and Palestinian rights and freedom. It's just the messaging that comes out, the wording, which is the problem. And that's something that we continue to monitor. We continue to speak with UCT to understand how they can allow these kind of presentations, what their restrictions are, etc. Because you don't want to make it an uncomfortable space, which it is at the moment for students, especially when you see this kind of a poster being lined up. It's not really giving a sense of safety, shall I? Not safety, but it's uncomfortable being a student on campus at the moment now. But you know what? Freedom of expression. If they're going to allow these speakers to come onto campus, then if the Jewish community wants to host Israeli speakers to come and talk on a variety of topics, then that should be allowed as well, which unfortunately is not always the case, because we see that, you know, there's protest about Israeli speakers coming onto campuses or Israeli speakers speaking. You know, there's got to be some balance there.
Right, which of course we know there isn't. We'll of course continue to follow that story as well. Before I let you go, the final question is, do you see this, if you look at what's happening in Cape Town now versus October. Well, I was going to say October 7th, 2023, but let's say a month after that. Would you say that this is the level of hate, anti-Semitism, anti-Israel is increasing, stayed the same, or losing a little bit of its energy?
I think the latter. I think we've seen, especially since the elections last year, that the frequency of the protests have dropped radically, the number of participants. I mean, even the protests from Saturday. Last year in March when they did a similar protest, they had 30,000 plus. They did the same protest in March this year, they had 1,500 people. Now they've had, 10 to 15,000 people. So we've seen a dip. Social media is a different ballgame altogether. That probably keeps fluctuating. But generally, we've seen, the energy has dropped slightly. And that's why they protest, because their voices are not being heard. And they want government to act, which government's not acting as the BDS would like them to act. So, we've seen the reduction in the energy, but we still have to remain vigilant and aware that anything can happen at any time.
Absolutely right. Daniel Bloch, Executive Director of the Cape South African Jewish Board of Deputies, bringing us up to speed with regard to the protest or the march on Saturday and the general environment in Cape Town.